This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Dry falls and winters in southeast Kansas and southwest Missouri are a rarity. Usually by now and for the rest of the winter, we are slogging through mud to get the cows fed and running up the fields to get the soybeans harvested. But we might as well take advantage of the dry soil to repair damaged terraces and waterways. Kansas has a lot of terraces. With nearly 300,000 miles, we are number 2 in the nation for them. However, terraces are designed with a specific channel width and ridge height. Damaged terraces can overtop and cause severe gullies that are now large amount of water are channeled through one weak spot. Besides the risk of overtopping, filled-in terraces tend to have poor water flow, creating little ponded wet areas that water can't drain. In eastern Kansas, terraces are designed to handle a maximum 5-inch rain event over a 24-hour period. Terraces are damaged over time, partly by surface erosion within the field, but largely by farm implements cutting down the ridges and filling in the channels. Tilling and farming on the farm contours can actually help build and maintain the terraces over time, but given our small fields and large equipment, farming on the contours is difficult and becoming rare. Checking terraces is more easily done after a hard rain, but major issues in terraces should be easily noticeable at any time. Generally, they are inadvertently noticed during harvest. Some minor reshaping of terraces can be done with certain plows or blades. However, major repairs could need a transit or a bulldozer level of equipment. The reshaping of terraces is primarily moving the soil from the channel to the ridge, while shaping the channel so there is no place for water to collect. The terrace ridge is plowed up from both sides, shaping the front of the slope that will add height to the terrace, while shaping the back of the slope to make the ridge wider and the back slope more steep. Often work will need to be done on both sides of the terrace channel, plowing out the soil on both sides, making the channel wider. Wide curves are needed, so it's important not to leave any plowed gullies, either in the terrace channel or on the back slope. Loose soil will tend to settle, so it is better to make more passes and taller ridges. Without specific equipment designed for reshaping terraces, it could take a lot of passes and time to successfully move the soil where it needs to go. Once the channel has been reformed, it is necessary to keep the soil in place so one hard rain doesn't undo all that was done. Adding cover crops and switching to no-till or minimum till will help reduce erosion considerably, and the soil-saving effects of terraces will be compounded. If the terraces are reformed sometime this winter, spring oats planted in February or early March can be an effective cover crop before planting any soybeans into the residue. There are K-State Extension publications and videos available on terrace maintenance, and it's a little easier to see the methods visually. Of course, technical information can also be obtained from our local NRCS, Natural Resource Conservation Service office. If you have any questions about getting a hold of this information, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.